are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Well, well, well. Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast, where the truth will be told, sometimes in an eloquent way, sometimes in a sort of ghetto way. Not getaway, but ghetto way. Nevertheless, its truth will be told. Hopefully I don't hurt anybody's feelings, but I doubt that shit's going to happen. Anyway, you know, I have for those of you that don't know, I'm a life coach. I'm a personal life coach to people. And it's a little bit different than me being a personal trainer to somebody. There's a little nuance there. A lot of the people that I'm dealing with are people that have issues with, which will apply to some of you, maybe even most of you. They have issues with like insecurity, fear. You know, I'm always trying to figure out why the hell people fail. And in most cases, it has to do with what's above your shoulders. It's in your head. And that's because that's command center. That's your thought process. Most powerful thing in the world is thought. So it starts there. Body follows along. And so I talk about, you know, I address that. I give them tools and a process by which they can solve their own problems. And that sort of applies to anywhere in life. It applies to training. It applies to people like I'm dealing with. And so I'm always, you know, one of the things I keep telling people is that you have to be willing to face your obstacle. And you have to get to the point where you actually search out the challenge, the obstacle. Those are one and the same. And you have to search that out, because your obstacles and your challenges will be something that's going to be consistent in your life. So think about that if you can, if you're in a rational state of mind. If you are not willing to do that, you want to avoid that, because that's natural. The natural response to that, because your physiology and your body is based on, it doesn't want to go into the fire. It doesn't want to be in pain. It wants to walk away from that. And that's normal. And so many things are counterintuitive. And you have to be willing to take your challenges every single day. Pick the one that's the most pressing, because that'll change from one day to the next. My mom used to tell me, she said, people like that are older, they're so smart. She would tell me when I was having issues, you know, she said, just go to sleep. Tomorrow is going to look different. She was actually very right about that. But you still have to be willing to look at your problem. So take the one that's most pressing for that day, face up to it, and stare it down. Because it is true, I tell my people that I'm dealing with, it is true that if you keep facing it down on a daily basis, your big problem is going to become smaller. I guarantee you that. So if you're in the weight room, the same thing applies. But I got to tell you something, as it relates to obstacle and challenges, here's my challenge. Every day around me, surrounding me every day, I see obstacles. Fuck around training. I call that FAT, the acronym FAT for fuck around training. This is the shit I see every day. There's some people that have dickie-dude disease. And for those of you who don't know that, it's mainly a male problem, but I would venture to say it could be applied to both, considering the fact that the anatomy of a woman in so many ways is that like that of a man, except it's inverted. Dickie-doo, your dickie is sticky, your stomach is sticking out further than your dickie-doo, dickie-doo disease. And the solution to that, because I'm trying to just follow my own damn suggestions and recommendations when I'm talking to people and teaching them how to get over their obstacles. So this is my obstacle for today. Okay, so how you get over dickie-doo disease and fat, fuck around training, do pushaways. And some people, believe it or not, have not heard of that exercise. Seriously, pushaways is an exercise that will always work for you, always, over time. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Push away from the table on a regular basis instead of hanging out there like you're eating out of a fucking trough until you become so full that you can't breathe and you just lay there unbuttoning your goddamn pants so you don't fucking die right there. Pushaways, okay? They'll always work for you. Otherwise, here's what I'm suggesting that you do, okay? In my life coaching program that I have, I would suggest that you guys that are out there do this because it applies. There's a questionnaire that needs to be answered. And guess what? It's 27 questions. That right there will scare some of the people away because it's like it's going to take some work and energy to fill out the questions. Because what's really important when you're developing something from the ground up is you need to take the approach of inside out approach. You have to fix everything from the inside out. Your body, your inside of what's going on in your body, the inside of what's going on with your head. That's the first step that you have to take. I've always said in bodybuilding, I've always said now, even with my people that are doing this life coaching thing, this is something that you have to be willing to play the long game. You're going to get some short-term results because of the work that you put in, but it's still based on a daily habit that you do that turns into a lifestyle ritual. You know, some of these things are just not, we're not reinventing the wheel here. And so many tools that we're using come back to, this is where bodybuilding has been a very fascinating and very useful tool because it's all about the blocks of building blocks of life just in general. It just happens to be that the sport of bodybuilding, it presses all those buttons. And if you are not willing to answer 27 questions, what I can do with that questionnaire, and because I've created that questionnaire in a way that automatically tells me, and I grade it, it tells me how compromised that in this case, your immune system is.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're going to get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
Or how non-compromised it is. I can tell you that most people, they're usually 80% non-compromised. And so, you know, some might say, well, hell, that's pretty damn good. But the thing about it is the 20%, if that's the case, is compromised. It outweighs the 80% that's non-compromised. That shit is lethal. You being exposed, your immune system being exposed in any way just sets you up for lots of problems. We're seeing that now. You know, during these days of pandemic, if your immune system is not built bulletproof, then you're constantly going to be sick. You're not going to be feeling well. And if you think about that, how in the world can you perform at any level, whether if it's in a weight room or if it's just in life? You cannot. Don't fool yourself. Don't think that you can take shortcuts. You know, it's a simple decal that I have in my gym that resides right above the squat rack. And there's a reason that it's above that squat rack. The generally speaking, the free bar squat done properly is one of the hardest exercises to do. And that's also proven by the fact that when you do a full squat with a free bar, it recruits over half the muscles in your body. So the translation of that is hard as shit to do if you do it right. But there are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. There never is a shortcut to the long game. And I'll tell you what I told somebody yesterday that came to me because, you know, one of the things I'm really happy to announce is that at my age, I'm going to be 67 in a couple of weeks, a couple of months, a little less than that. And, you know, after I had my strokes, my state of goal had changed. I had to now not be so hell-bent on putting, you know, massive amounts of muscle, because when you get into that mindset, and you have to, and you still have to get in that mindset, even when you're not bodybuilding, you just have to learn how to control that shit. But so when I came back and said my new goal is to pay my body back for all the hell that I put it through, is I'm gonna be in the best shape, the best health of my life. That was really important for me to really focus on it. And that's where I came up with this idea of this questionnaire. All the stuff that I'm telling you is stuff that I've done. I never tell you anything that I have not done first. I never tell you anything that I have not done first over, over and over again, because I want to make damn sure that the result that's being produced is not a fluke. It's not placebo, because that all factors in if you don't give it enough time. You see, that's where this, you know, process that we're talking about, it separates the men from the boys, the women from the girls, because of that extra energy that you have to put. So you got to be willing to do that. And these two people that I had in my office yesterday, you know, again, 67, I'm in the kind of shape that I never would have thought, you know, I would be in at this age, especially at this age. I mean, when I look back to see how people that are my age now, I mean, I remember looking at my dad and my uncles a much younger age, and they looked older. So, you know, if you're looking back and you want to see, you know, what you might be looking at, if you want to get a peek of that, just look back in your family history, because that could possibly be you. Now, the difference is now is that we have more technology, things have changed, better diet, you know, but it still comes down to you problem solving and figuring out how to get to that next stage. And that's what I did. So when I'm telling you this, you know, you can rest assured that this is all based on tried and tested in the old laboratory / gym atmosphere with tons of hours and tons of reps. I know it works. I have no doubt about it. And that's the reason why I'm with my programs. I give a money back guarantee. Why would I do that? It's because I know what you're going to get. I know when you're lying to me. You're really lying to yourself, but I know. So here I am at 67, based on how I feel, which is the most important thing, based on lab work. I'm performing like a 20-year-old in all aspects of my body. Everything is working fantastic. Now, as a male, if we're being honest with each other here, that is really one of the most important things, that the relationship that you have downstairs, your libido, that is working at top speed. Who in the hell would have thought that? Because it was happening to me. I was in decline. It's normal. That's what normally happens. After the age of 30, guys, you start losing 1% of your testosterone. You multiply that by 30 years, you don't have very much running around your veins. And it impacts you in a huge way. And here's the thing. It's so subtle in many ways. It's like all of a sudden one day it kind of blindsides you. It's like, holy crap, I don't feel like I used to. I don't feel like I want to get out and take on the world. I'm just lethargic, and I, you know, it's my body's going to hell. I've got bitch man boobs, and I've lost my muscle. That's some scary ass shit. But the good news is that you can reverse that. And this pertains as much to the females as it does to the male. Do you want to perform? I mean, really perform. I can tell you this. There's a lot of stuff on the market that says, you know, that supplements that, for example, the one that comes to mind right now are these supplements that they, you know, the Frank Thomas is the one that does something for one of the supplement called GNC. They have this total testosterone or something like that. Let me tell you something. The idea of that, they play on the heartstrings of the male and fragile ego. They know exactly what the hell they're doing with that. Now, does it, raise your testosterone levels in the way that they talk about? Hells to the fucking no. You don't believe that shit. That's misinformation. That's disinformation. Weight training. Now look, you can weight train. That's going to help. You can clean your diet up and make sure that you're getting the right kind of protein. You can take supplements like vasodilators. You have to understand how the body works. This is the reason why people come to me now as a life coach and as a personal trainer. They come to me because they want to know the process. To be able to get this age and to feel this good, there's a process to that. You know what I mean? It goes back to what I just said. This all started with me answering my own 27 questions. There's a process to that. I'm willing to do whatever the fuck it takes. End of story. I don't care what it is. I was willing to do whatever it took when I had strokes, 3 strokes that paralyzed me 10 years ago. Fuck that. Tell me what I got to do. I keep looking for that. Ask yourself, what do I have to do? And then commit to it. So there's no question about that. But when they're coming to me, my job, I'm kind of like in the life coaching world, I'm kind of like a client or patient advocate. Because most people don't understand how to get from point A to point B. Does that mean that you can't? No, you can. But there's a trade-off here. And I know it. You know, there's a reason why it takes 10 years for a bodybuilder to get to where they look competitive. They are competitive at a high level. That's a process. The same thing here. So as an advocate for my people, for my life coach people, I'm their advocate. My job is to shorten the learning curve for you to get results. That's just the bottom line of that. So I'm the guy that knows how to make you work better on the inside after I've done an analysis. By the way, guys that are on this show or watching this show, it's free. It's a $200 value. You get this kind of valuation anywhere, you're going to pay at least $200. It's free. So if you're interested, you just go to my website and you can download it there, answer the questions. Why wouldn't you? If you don't, I mean, that might be either you're in great shape and you don't need it, or you're just not motivated. And look, if you don't have at least the motivation to do that, well then, hey, look, don't even kid yourself. Go back to the couch and eat some bonbons and some potato chips and fuck off. That's just the way it is. And that's okay if you want to do that. But if you want to come to me and find out how to make your insides work like they did when you were 20 or 25, maybe you don't want that. But if you want that, I can show you how to do that. I can show you how to do that naturally through diet, because I know how to manipulate diet in a way that can actually reverse heart disease. How about that? I did that for myself, by the way, because I do everything myself first. I can show you how to get inflammation the hell out of your body, because 95% of the problems that we all have is inflammation to some degree. Inflammation is caused by a hectic and stressful work life that you have. I mean, stress is like the number one thing that triggers inflammation. For those of us that are training in the gym, we're constantly dealing with aches and pains. So to think that you're going to not feel that and be successful. How many people go into the gym and they're constantly taking layoffs and breaks because they're hurt? Or, you know, I'm not saying that some injuries you have to take a break. Most of the time you don't. You have to learn how to deal with inflammation. Proper recovery is important. Eating the right kinds of foods, for example, turmeric, for example, that deals with inflammation effectively. And then in order to make your body work more efficient, you need to make sure your arteries are clean. I do that by doing IV therapy. I have a certain cocktail that I recommend to my people. There's different cocktails that you can use. There's chelation cocktail. You can combine that with the other cocktails. I do a Myers cocktail with a little bit of a twist to give it even more of an effect. In your diet, clean out, take a certain digestive enzymes, not just any digestive enzymes, but certain ones. I know which ones that really do work. Mind you, in most cases, supplements never live up to their hype. And that's what I was talking about with this, GNC product. And I'm not just picking on GNC. They're all like that. Most products never live up to their hype. In theory, that's what they should do. What I'm telling you actually does improved testosterone, HRT, hormone replacement therapy. This is for guys and gals. Okay, for you gals that are having issues as you're getting older with premenopausal, you know, your hormones start changing. When that happens, you start all of a sudden, maybe you're producing higher levels of estrogen. When that happens, you're inflamed now. Estrogen is an inflammatory. You need some, but in most cases, it's an inflammatory. You have to learn how to deal with that, how to block it. See, I learned all that kind of stuff when I was in the sport of bodybuilding, because when you're taking steroids, like I did back in those days, and this is not uncommon, your body produces more testosterone because you're taking it, but it also produces more estrogen. Some of the guys that were real sensitive to that, they got what's called bitch tits. It's a long-ass word, the technical word, but it's bitch tits. They start getting boobs like a woman because their body is producing this. Even though they're producing a lot of testosterone, they're also producing a high degree of estrogen. That's why we took estrogen blockers. And believe it or not, guys, progesterone is one of the keys there. And you wouldn't think that. That's kind of a female hormone, but we can make great use of that. It's a very important hormone. I recommend that you look it up and check out the benefits that it has for the men. And the thing that's really interesting about all this stuff, as I'm learning, is that progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone are the tools that pertain to both sexes. They need that. Women need to produce and have testosterone in their body. Believe it or not, even though it's a male hormone, it's just that it has to be done in a certain ratio. This is why people come to me. I'm their advocate. I understand how they need to do this. I make sure that when I'm having people, when I'm doing their diet and getting back to their diet real quick, then, you know, as a part of the getting inflammation out of the body, because that's really, really important, then I start increasing or adding supplementation that really does work. That are vasodilators, for example, citrulline, arginine, beetroot powder. It produces nitric oxide. That has so many benefits to fish oil. So we soften the arteries to make it easier for the heart to produce and pump blood. Open the arteries. It's like opening up a little pipe to a big canal so you can get more red blood flow with oxygen, which is hugely important as a performance enhancement, a natural performance enhancement tool. You see, the kinds of results that I'm talking about are real. They're so real, guys, that it's drug-like. You get a drug-like effect, and it's natural. What a cool thing that is. I never want to go back to doing what I was doing when I was competing at the highest level. And I can show you the way. Women, I can show you if you're having issues where you're drying out. You guys know what I'm talking about. Your hormones are changing. Your libido decreases. Everything starts changing that way. You become angry. It doesn't have to be that way. It's fixable in most cases. But like anything else, there's a process. You have to know exactly how to do that. I do that in many areas now. I do that with the people that are trying to increase or get put on muscle or create more endurance. You know, again, I'm not really reinventing anything. I'm just taking those very same tools as far as fixing you on the inside. I'm adding now the components that are responsible for you getting the most out of your program. And I've added now another component, and it's mental conditioning. You have mental conditioning, very important that you learn how to condition your body on a daily basis. Resistance training, cardiovascular conditioning, and nutrition. Okay, so we have all the components. We have now that we're dealing with conditioning you from the inside out. When you do this right and take your time, now you're ready to excel. Now you're ready to reap the benefits. You know, it's no secret that if you just take a little more time in the very beginning to get on solid ground, then the kind of results that you're going to get will virtually be forever. Because what happens is, again, we've identified the fact that life keeps coming at you. Change is constant. Even though I'm with my people, I create at this stage of the game where you're at now, this is where you need to be. Guess what? 2 months or 3 months down the road, there's a very likely chance that we're going to have to keep on making adjustments. And this, just making change and adjustments for most people is what drives them away, because that's an obstacle for most people. We don't like change, do we? It's difficult. I hate it, but I've learned how to deal with it. It's just a part of you. You know, sometimes the way to create power is to surrender to the things that are your obstacles. And that doesn't mean that you're surrendering like, okay, I give up. It doesn't mean that. Outwardly, you surrender. But inside, inwardly, you still maintain the power. It's another word for that would be acceptance. You have to accept that, that change is going to happen continuously. That's just part of it. Look at it differently. Change the value of what you're judging. Shift the perspective. These are all tools that I'm using with my clients in their life coaching. I didn't really realize, to tell you the truth, how very important these same tools that I'm using now to create health, fitness, and longevity are exactly the same tools for athletes. It's the same thing. And that's why I'm coming on this program today and saying, why not go and to the website and fill out that 27 questions, and why don't you find out exactly where you are? Let's find out where your starting point is, and I will give you immediate feedback as to a general feedback as to on your non-compromised part of your questions that you're answering. I will immediately give you to put you on the right path. I'm not going to tell you exactly how to do that, but I'll tell you, this is what you have to do. Maybe some people, they just need to do a consistent exercise. Maybe because of the diet that they're on, or maybe because I find out what your cholesterol reading is. You know, are you sleeping enough? These are some of the things I can address. And I can tell you about things like one clear indicator that your body is overtrained or just chronically fatigued is that check your heart rate before you get up out of bed in the morning. That's a clear indication based on where your heart rate is. If right there, if you're in trouble already. You know, a lot of times what we, as humans, what we do is we put things off and we want to address things later. And then the next thing you know is you're playing from behind. And when you play from behind like that, then it's harder to catch up. It's a discipline to always be proactive. It's hard to do. I mean, I've got a ton of discipline, unwavering discipline. And that stuff sometimes is just hard to do. And sometimes my own little personal test, and this is maybe a tip for you, some of you out there, I just do the smallest things. Like, for example, I have a coffee bar in my gym that I set up. I make coffee, and I have a coffee pot that I have to clean. And here's the difference between being very proactive and changing my habit compared to being not so proactive. I get into this bad habit where I say, okay, I'm just going to clean that pot before I go leave for home. And I always get pissed off because when I'm ready to go home, I think, oh, damn, I should have cleaned that pot, that coffee pot, and got it ready for tomorrow morning when I first came back from breakfast, for example. And I just, that little thing that I do makes a huge difference. So don't think that it's like some major change that you have to do in your life. Just create a daily change, something that you're doing right now that you can simply change. Like all I did was just say, okay, the minute I come in from breakfast in the morning, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to clean my pot. And you know what? The minute I do that, I feel so much better. It alleviates that little bit of stress that your body learns how to adapt to. All of a sudden, that one little thing, and I keep doing that for 21 days. And guess what? It's my new normal. So this is something that you could do. Make it something easy. For those of you that are not necessarily training, you need to create a habit. Why don't you just get up in the morning or at some time during the day and walk for 10 minutes. Just make that a daily habit. It has less to do with how much benefit that you get. And you do get benefit from walking, believe me. But it has more to do with that you're building that habit. You're teaching your body what you want it to do. Your body will respond to the daily habits that you continue to do for it. And then it's a building block from that point forward. You develop one habit, then you stack another habit on top of that one. Okay? never to the point that don't get crazy, because I've got some people thinking, okay, if I'm stacking one, maybe I can stack four habits and do them all at the same time. Don't do that. Put a bit in your mouth, as my dad used to tell me when I was breaking horses. You got to slow down. You got to slow yourself down. You have to have the discipline to slow yourself down, not to where you're always constantly having to have somebody else help you. Look, a guy like me, I think, is needed, but I shouldn't become, no one should become your crutch. A guide, yes, but never a crutch, because you'll never be in a spot to where you're in control of your life, of the consequences that will undoubtedly happen to you. Get yourself in that spot. That will be a feeling that you're going to start getting of power. You're taking power back to you, because that's where the power needs to be. Keep working on that. Keep building on that and celebrate that. You know, I celebrate that sometimes with just, you know, when I'm really, because I'm pretty dedicated with my diet, but every once in a while, I'll just celebrate. I deserve this. And I celebrate that. Even though I know that with me, when I celebrate with the kinds of foods I start eating, I could eat those again and again and again. But that's part of the test. That's part of you developing that habit that becomes a discipline. Motivation is necessary, but it's only temporary. You know, when the honeymoon phase is over, when that initial motivation is over, you will have to rely on discipline. Discipline is the X factor. So until next time, let's get some serious growth. I mean, we're not only serious growthing as far as, you know, physically, but just as importantly, emotionally, mentally. Get some serious growth, little steps at a time, little steps end up being big steps and big results. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.